This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. France's foreign minister said on Monday diplomats from Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia will meet with Iran at the United Nations later this week to try to give fresh momentum to stalled talks over reviving the 2015 nuclear deal. A sixth round of indirect talks between Tehran and Washington was adjourned in June after hardliner Ibrahim Raisi was elected Iran's president. Since April, Iran and the world powers have tried to work out how Tehran and Washington can both return to compliance with the nuclear pact, with former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018 and reimposed harsh sanctions on Tehran. France's foreign minister said, quote, time is playing against a potential accord. We need to take advantage of this week to restart these talks. Iran must accept to return to as quickly as possible by appointing its representatives for negotiations. The United Nations cultural body UNESCO announced Monday the United States will formally return an illegally imported 3,500-year-old tablet to Iraq this week. The ancient tablet, which a wealthy U.S. collector had acquired along with other Iraqi artifacts to display in the Washington Museum of the Bible, will be handed over to Iraqi officials at the Smithsonian Institution on Thursday. UNESCO called the repatriation of the tablet, along with 17,000 other artifacts sent back to Iraq in July, quote, a significant victory in the fight against the illicit trafficking of cultural objects. It said that when the Islamic State extremist group controlled large parts of Iraq and Syria, Iraqi sites and museums were systematically looted. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration said Monday it wants to nearly double the number of refugees admitted to the United States to 125,000 in the upcoming fiscal year, starting in just days on October 1st, according to a statement from the State Department. The plan is to dramatically increase refugee admissions comes at a time when tens of thousands of Afghan refugees are on U.S. military bases awaiting resettlement in the United States. Many still at risk were left behind in the chaotic final days of the withdrawal by U.S. forces, and apprehensions at the U.S.-Mexico border are at 20-year highs. Most recently, thousands of mainly Haitian migrants have set up a makeshift encampment under a cross-border bridge in southern Texas. The U.S. military says a drone strike hit a vehicle traveling in rebel-controlled northwestern Syria on Monday, killing a senior al-Qaeda leader. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the airstrike was conducted near Idlib and that no initial indications of any civilian casualties. Kirby also says U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has directed the Secretary of the Air Force to appoint a senior officer to handle the review of the ill-fated Kabul airstrike last month that killed 10 civilians, including 7 children. He also says the Department of Homeland Security is asking the Defense Department for transportation support in what may be one of the swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants and refugees from the United States in decades. The number of Haitian and other migrants at a bridge in Del Rio peaked at nearly 15,000 on Saturday, according to the president of the National Border Patrol Council. More than 6,000 of the migrants had been removed as of Monday. Opponents accused Russian authorities of mass fraud on Monday after the ruling United Russia Party, which supports President Vladimir Putin, won a bigger-than-expected parliamentary majority with nearly all ballots counted. The Central Election Commission said United Russia won nearly 50% of the vote, with its nearest rival, the Communist Party, taking just under 19%. The scale of the victory means United Russia will have more than two-thirds of deputies in the lower house of parliament, enabled to continue to push through laws without having to rely on other parties. And Russian police said on Monday a gunman killed 6 people on a university campus in eastern Russia before being detained, leaving students and teachers shaken and terrified. It was the second mass shooting in Russia this year to target students and came amid calls for stricter controls on access to firearms. Video on social media showed students throwing belongings from windows before jumping to flee the shooter. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.